Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. You're the type of person that's going to be late to your job today and blame it on the daylight saving because we got someone on the show that's doing that.
Oh my God.
It's got to be someone. Every Monday after, there's got to be someone that just decides to not show up and go, I don't know, dude, the clocks.
Did he officially use that as an excuse? Because I thought that'd be too smart.
I don't even know if he knows we had that.
You think he just said he slept through his alarm?
He just said, my alarm didn't go off. I'm on my way.
Yeah. There's always someone, though, that's still... I mean, it's the one benefit of the two times a year clock change is that you kind of have a built-in excuse that no one really buys, but they go, all right, whatever. That was like a big beer mug thing. He would love that one.
Yeah, it was like twice a year he had a built-in excuse.
Yeah, it was designed for the farmers and beer mug. That's why they started doing the daylight saving.
And the pedos, as we learned earlier.
Thanks, Engineer Jim, for giving us all that information.
I'm wondering if I should start putting my foot down in terms of my wife's relationship with this hot yoga studio, because things are heating up, as they say. And I know that you guys said, oh, I should step in and say something because there was a situation where the owner was rubbing down my wife and giving her this THC oil and moving her bra straps around. And it seemed very unsolicited and unwarranted. But now it seems like, you know, Katie's going more, which is great. She says she gets a lot out of it. And I go sometimes.
Yeah,
all right.
She
well,
gets a lot out of it.
She also just wants, you know, to get better at it. And she. It's about the practice. It's a practice.
Allie, even when you say that, I've never heard a statement with less confidence than what you just said. She also wants to get better at it. Like, I mean, there's a reason. There's a reason why. And this is not just true at hot yoga studios.
It happens that most of the teachers are very hot, but also gets me there too. I enjoy it.
Sure, because what my wife tells me whenever I accuse her of getting, you know, spending a lot of time with, quote, really good looking trainers and or stretchers or whoever these
stretchers
people are.
I don't think the stretchers are hot.
Vaginal stretchers. She says that part of their job is to make you feel really good about yourself because you get addicted to the concept of feeling good about yourself, and that's what makes you continue to do whatever it is, the hot yoga.
They're using their hot powers.
They're using their hot powers to make you feel like, hold on, this person who's out of my league is now giving me all this attention. Maybe it's because the hot yoga or the Pilates or the whatever is really paying off.
Yeah.
And then us suckers go, I got to keep doing it.
But
gotta keep feeling the feeling.
I don't think that that's a universal thing because...
Well, in LA it seems to be.
No, but I mean, I think people pick and choose who they do that with because the instructor that she's talking about, we both saw the same instructor on the same day, different classes. And I got home after mine, and Katie had already done hers. And she goes, hey, by the way, does Jackie wink at you during class?
Wink at you?
And I was like, no. And she was like, oh. I was like, why is she winking at you?
Maybe
like,
she had some
that's
sweat
what I mean. It's not everybody. They're not doing that to every single person.
Anyone ever winked at you?
No, not intentionally. One crackhead did, but it was just twitching.
Yeah.
But she said, also, when I arrive, she says, "Hey, beautiful."
Whoa.
And I was
really?
Like, usually
what
she just
she say
says,
to you?
She,
move it.
She goes, "What's your name again?" before she types it into the system. But then when eventually she figured out that we were married, now when she sees me, she goes, "Oh my gosh, I love you guys.
You guys
are the best."
You got grouped in with her.
Yeah, and I'm like, "You have a relationship now with my wife, and now you think like both of us are cool. But really, if it was just me, you probably wouldn't talk to me much, you know?"
Well, I'd be very curious to find out anyone who is a trainer, worked with a trainer, gone to a studio like this. I think the flirting is all part of the... I think it's all part of the gimmick.
Well, because they're feeling hot, too. I mean, they're in a hot yoga studio. They're wearing hot clothes.
Yeah,
they're hot people. They're all sweaty.
Job. It's also their job, though. Yes, I agree. It's part of it. You're releasing endorphins and whatever, pheromones, all that stuff, I'm sure. But at some point, like, you know... different people react differently to the one time I got dragged to one of those soul cycle things or whatever it was. I mean, one time I went because my wife dragged me along. I couldn't believe the things that the person in the front bike was saying to everyone. It was almost like they were at a bar and they're like, "Your ass is going to be great. You're the mm-hmm. hottest ever." Then they skipped me completely and went to the person behind me, you know? But it's just a lot of compliments.
And then it feels much more sad when you get skipped.
Yeah, because it's right.
because literally everybody else is getting complimented.
Right.
But I'll see how it takes a turn when the private classes begin. So she came home and she was like, "Well, I really want to get better." And Jackie said that if I really want to work on my practice, then I would benefit from doing some private classes with her. And I was like, "Well, how many private classes?" She was like, "Only just a few, just for a month, once a week." And I was like, "Well, first of all, how much is this?" Because
right.
this is definitely beyond the monthly yoga thing.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm thinking, well, it's got to be just the owner trying to, you know, make some money. If anybody's interested, and my wife is very easy to...
She looks like a mark.
Yes.
She's very easy to upsell, and I think they can...
Completely. Don't you get 7 more yoga mats? Okay,
right.
Great.
Right.
Do you want the weights? Yes, I do. Do you want private classes? Absolutely. I want all the things.
Need some grip socks, need a special water bottle.
Exactly. So
right.
She is a target for that, and that's what I think this is about. It's not a sexual thing. I think she's seeing that cha-ching, cha-ching, I can make money off of this needy lesbian.
Now, 909 is asking, why is Allie complaining about her wife and the hot yoga instructor when Allie has said on the radio as recently as a week ago that she wants to bang their friend that's going to join them for a throuple?
I didn't say I want to. I said I would.
Right. But it still feels like there's some sort of a double standard thing. And if you're bringing up the fact that you're looking for a potential sexual throuple, then maybe she's going, "Oh, yeah? Well, you want to play that game?
No,
guess what? I'm going to go over here and I'm going to flirt with Jackie, the hot yoga instructor."
Well, the more the merrier. As long as I would love to just be a part of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It feels like you're getting iced on every, like all this fun stuff that you want to be a part of is happening and it's all happening in your world, but somehow you're getting like,
I know, it's
bounced
like
bounced out of all
yes,
of it.
I know. It's like I want to knock a pin down, but I just keep hitting the sides.
Just all gutters.
It's so depressing.
Well, exciting. I'm turned on. This
Ew.
Is K-Rock.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.